think that, you know, we go through the practice each week. We have our plays designed for each unit, and, you know, ultimately it's a matter of getting to those plays. And, you know, it all comes back to the same thing, really, is starting a game really in phase, really, you know, fluidly how we want to play the game, and, you know, we'll eventually come around to those plays. I think so. I mean, you know, I think one of the things we're focused on this week is just, you know, we play our best football when we start the game and play our best football when we end the game. And, you know, I think we'll find ourselves in a little better situation.
How hard is Tom Savage working the first 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as a first-year quarterback, that it's not just, you know, the hours that we really are required to be here in the building. You have to put your time in. You have to really study other tape too. You have to study other quarterbacks. You have to study other defenses. And each day, you know, you kind of try to crawl your way up the ladder and find yourself in a position where things happen a lot quicker for you back there, because, you know, the picture changes drastically, you know, within when the ball snapped.
Is that tough for him to dial when he's learning his offense?
Well, that's part of his development. And, you know, he's going against some guys that are providing a good rush out there at practice. And defense that's, you know, had a lot of takeaways in games. And I think that's something where, you know, he's able to get that experience in practice where hopefully it can transfer to game time when it's, you know, a live rep.
Coach, in a short passing game, bet the tank for a second. Short passing game. Does it help to have those tight ends as an option for your quarterback to give them maybe a release valve and make it a little more comfortable with what you're doing in offense?
Yeah, I think that anybody really within the formation where, you know, they can catch and run the ball, or maybe they can break open quickly and it's the shortest distance to the quarterback, allows an easier throw. I think that's, you know, that's part of the equation that goes into really moving the ball.
You think that when you're struggling at the start of the game, it kind of tends to just build on itself and everybody's trying to. A couple years ago here, they had an amazing run of, like, first possession touchdown.
Yeah.
A number of games. So success breeds success, failure sometimes breeds failure.
I mean, you know, each week's different, and this week's problems were different than maybe the previous weeks. And, you know, we're just trying to really eliminate any issue that starts a game, whether it's in the running game, you know, in the drop back pass, completing a ball, or whether it's a protection issue. I mean, when you look back at the games, it's, you know, not to dwell on the past, but it's been an issue really. It's one thing throughout the, you know, the phase, which offense is about everybody working together. And, you know, if that's not working, then you're not going to have any yards.
Coach,